Good morning.
Good morning.
It is a blessing to be at Blessings Christian Fellowship this morning. Pastor Pham, I want to thank you for your generosity to let me come and share with your church. It's a blessing to be here. You know, one of the things that Jesus prayed for, actually it's the only thing he prayed for at the very end of his life on earth. He didn't pray to his father that we would all be happy. He didn't pray that we would be successful in our ministries. He prayed that we would be one. That we would come from many places. That we would be one. That we would speak many languages. That we would be from all kinds of different places. But that we would be one church. Jesus said, as we are one,
耶稣说, 因为我们是合而为一的,
the world will come to know that God loves people. So I mean it when I say it is a blessing to be at this church today.
是在今天对我来讲是一个祝福，能够到你们中间。
And I am personally grateful for your partnership with us in the gospel.
我也很高兴个人愿意说，你们跟我们在一起，跟我们这个英语教会在一起，实在是很好一个事情。
A Sunday school teacher one day asked a little boy.
有一个主日学老师问一个小男孩。
She asked him, "Why do you know why it's important to be quiet in church?"
他问那个小孩说，你知道为什么在这个教会里面，教堂里面要安静？
And he said, "Of course, because people are sleeping in there."
当然，在大家都在睡觉。
Let me ask you a question.
我要问你们一个问题。
Have you ever slept through something important?
哎，你们从来有没有睡过在重要的事情上睡过？
Have you ever fallen asleep while your wife or husband were saying something very important to you?
尤其是你的丈夫或者你太太跟你讲话，你在这打瞌睡了。
I have slept through important things in my life.
在牧师他说，在他的生命中很重要的时候，他打了瞌睡。
This morning I want to talk to you about a doctrine that I believe the church is beginning to fall asleep to.
今天我们要讲一个教训，是说我们教会常常都为了这个教训而睡过去了。
It's a doctrine that we have become a little too comfortable with.
因为这个教训，我们常常就觉得视为当然就。
It's perhaps the most unique thing about the faith we share together. It can't be bought no matter how much money you have. It can't be earned no matter how hard you work. It's something that none of us can live without. That all of us need every single day. And that few take full advantage of in their lives.
但是可惜的只有几个人能够真正的抓住它的真正的意义。Though
it's the most precious thing we have,
虽然这是这么样子宝贵的事情,
it is so often underappreciated, misapplied, and misunderstood.
但是我们常常就把它忽略了。 常常就没有去实行，而且就完全忘掉了。Though
we have it in limitless abundance,
虽然我们一个无限的这种丰富的东西,
we are so often unwilling to give it to others.
但是我们常常不愿意去给旁人。I'm
talking about the single greatest thing the human heart has ever known.
是的，我要叫他说，仅仅是唯一的那种恩典是我们心里面知道的。
We sung about it today. I'm talking about grace.
我们今天在早上唱诗也唱过。The
grace of God extended toward sinful people.
是神的恩典为我们所有的罪人给的。In
Ephesians 3, the Apostle Paul called himself the chief of all sinners.
这个在这个以弗所第三章的时候，使徒保罗说他是人中的罪魁。
The greatest Christian ever believed himself to be the foremost of sinners.
是，保罗是一个基督徒中间最好的基督徒，但是他也说他是在人中间是最大的罪魁。
I resonate with that. I feel like the chief of sinners many days.
我们的牧师他也说，我觉得牧师他自己也是个罪人。
But then we remember grace.
但是我们知道神的恩典。
The most common definition of grace is this phrase, unmerited favor.
这个恩典的定义就是说，是你不能够不配得的一些恩典。
In seminary, I learned that grace is favor we get from God that we don't deserve.
这个在神学院就是说是神给我们的一个 favor, 一个恩惠是我们根本不值得去领的。
I've never been comfortable with this definition of grace.
我对这个定义不感觉的那么不能安不那么舒适。
What if I was saying to my brother Ronald here, Ronald, I have a gift for you.
他说我今天跟我的Ronald 弟兄说，哎，今天我给你一个礼物。
And I say to Ronald, Ronald, here's a gift for me to you.
他说 Ronald, 我今天是我给你这个礼物。
But you don't deserve it.
但是你实在是不配得的。
It's unmerited favor.
实在是你真的是你就凭你自己是完全是我给你的恩典。
But I guess I have to give it to you.
但是我就交给你了。
So here.
那去吧。
Now, how do you think Ronald's going to feel about me giving him a gift with those kind of words?
你想想 Ronald 会怎么想？
How do you feel about that, Ronald?
Lousy.
Right. Lousy.
你怎么觉得非常无可奈何？
What if I said, Ronald?
假如说我这样跟他说 ，Ronald,
I have a gift for you.
我有一个给你一个礼物。
I have searched long and hard.
我已经到处去买，到处去找。
And I found something perfect for you.
然后我找到了是对你。
And I wrapped it real nice.
我现在包得好好的，好漂亮的。
And I worked tirelessly to make sure that this was perfect for you.
我一直在想，一直在找。现在我花了所有的心思找到了这个礼物。
And I give it to you because I love you.
现在我给你了，因为我爱你。
And I've been wanting to give this to you for such a long time.
因为我爱你，我已经花多少时间在这里要想到。
Here, take the gift.
现在你拿去吧。
Now, how do you think Ronald's going to feel about that?
现在觉得 Ronald 会怎么想？
You feel better about that one?
Thank you. Wow, appreciate.
Yeah, that's better.
谢谢，我真的是不敢当，不敢当。
See, here's the truth about the grace of God.
所以这就是神的恩典的真理。
I lived most of my Christian life believing.
我在我的这基督徒生活中间相信
that God saved me and gave me grace.
上帝神救了我，而且。
Because he had to,
因为他就是必须要这样
and not because he wanted to,
并不是他真的是要给你
That's what unmerited favor communicates to me.
这是本来是我们不配得的恩典
I want to give you a different definition of grace this morning.
我现在给你不同的定义
That grace is the divine outpouring.
这个是一个恩典，是一个神圣的浇灌。
Of all of God's goodness,
所有的神的好处都浇灌在你身上
given to us as a gift.
这是他给我们像一个
It is the divine outpouring.
这是神圣的浇灌
of all of God's goodness.
他的所有的好处
Now, how many of you believe that God is good this morning?
有多少人相信神是好的？
Yes.
Yeah.
There's no greater good in the universe.Than our God.
所以说在宇宙里面没有比神更好的。
And you put all that goodness together.
你把所有的好处都放在一起。
And you wrap it in a gift.
你把它包起来。
And God has given it to each of us for free.
然后神今天就给我们每一个人。
Because he wanted to.
无条件的，因为他要。
He sent his son to bear your sin and mine because he wanted to.
他把他的独生的子儿子倒下来就来担当我们的罪，因为他愿意给我。
Not because he had to.
因为并不是他一定要给我。
I want to spend the rest of the morning talking about grace.
今天我们以下的时间我们来会谈到这个恩典。
I've entitled my sermon "Grace Works."
我把我今天的这个讲到的题目是说神的恩典的这个永能。其实我翻译说这个恩典真管用。
Not only that grace works in our lives to give us the love and desires from God that we want.
这个不单单是恩典，是给我们的生命，给我们所有的一切我们需要的。
But as we'll learn at the end,
在我们最后的 会学到。
That grace goes to work.
然后这个恩典真的是管用。
To make sure everyone we meet.
所以他把所有我们的需要通通给我们。
Our neighbors.
我们的邻居。
Our family members.
我们家里的人。
Our friends.
我们的朋友。
Our spouses.
我们的配偶。
Our children.
我们的孩子。
That they understand of this divine outpouring of all that is good about God like we do.
让他们知道这个神的这个所有的这个给我们的浇灌在我们身上的好处。
And it comes from Ephesians chapter 2. If you haven't turned there, turn there with me this morning to Ephesians chapter 2.
我们先找到以弗所书第二章。
I've given you some notes this morning if you want to try to follow along with me.
你们每个人都有这个讲章的这个大纲。假如说你们都有的话，可以跟到这个讲章一起看。
There are some blanks to fill in there. I'll help you fill those in.
这些有些地方都是有填空，希望你听完了能够填上去。
And expanding on the doctrine of grace, I want to ask and answer three questions.
因为我们在讲的时候，把这个所有的恩典讲出来，我们要回答三个问题。
First, what God did
是第一个是神做了什么。
Why God did it?
第二个是神为什么要做这个。
And then what happens now?
然后说神现在我们怎么办？
To question number one, what has God done?
问题第一个问题是说神做了些什么。
I'm going to read from Ephesians chapter 2 verses 1 through 7.
我们要念这个以弗所书第二章第四节到第七节。
To answer the question, what God has done.
回答这个说神到底做了些什么。
You want me to read through the whole thing and then you read it?
Up to you.
I'll read through the whole verse.
Okay.
Okay.
Beginning in verse 1, Ephesians 2. Paul writes, and you were dead in your trespasses and sins.
第四节到第七节。
In which you once walked.Following the course of this world, following the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience, among whom we all once lived in the passions of our flesh, carrying out the desires of the body and the mind, and were by nature children of wrath like the rest of mankind. Go ahead and read the first three verses.
第四节，第以弗所书第二章第四节到七节。然而神既有丰富的怜悯。因他爱我们的大爱，当我们死在过犯中的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来。你们得救是本乎恩，他又叫我们与基督耶稣一同复活，一同坐在天上，将要他极丰富的恩典，就是他在基督耶稣里向我们所施的恩惠，显明给后来的世代看。
That's not good news, is it?
这个好像并不是一个什么好的消息。
That's probably not what you wanted to hear when you came to church today, that you were dead.
这个在你们想你到教会说，哇，我们死了。
That before Jesus Christ, you were enslaved to your own flesh.
在我们这耶稣基督以前，我们简直是在我们做肉体的奴隶。
And you were a child of wrath.
你是一个在愤怒之子。
Isn't that just the greatest thing you've ever heard.
这个是不是这么大的一个
No fun. It's no fun.
这种话给你讲你觉得
But enter Ephesians 2 verse 4.
然后到了第四节这里给我们讲。
Paul says, but God.
这里给我们讲说保罗说神。
He doesn't say, but you.
他不是说你他说是神。
He doesn't say, but the pastor.
他说但是神不是说牧师怎么样。
He says, but God, being rich in mercy because of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, he made us alive together with Christ. For by grace you have been saved, and he has raised us up with him and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in the coming ages he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace and kindness toward us in Christ Jesus.
就是我们刚刚念的，就是说，你看看，在我们他爱我们的大爱，当我们死在过犯中的时候，他叫我们与基督一同活过来，因为我们得救是本乎恩。他叫我们与基督一同复活，一同坐在天上，而且他极丰富的恩典，就是他与基督耶稣向我们施施恩惠，显明给后来的世代看。
Yeah, we were in a bad spot.
我们在这一个不好的地方地位。
And we were totally powerless to do anything about it.
我们一点都没有办法为我们做什么事情。
But God,
但神
，You were stuck in your sin, but God.
但是我们在我们罪上面，但是神
，You had no hope, but God.
我们没有希望了，但是神
，In His grace,
用他的这个这个恩典
has made us alive with Christ.
他使我们又复活过来。
In your notes, that phrase is grace came just in time.
他在你的这个上面应该写说恩典就是在
grace came just in time.
当口的时候就到了 grace came just in time.
Just when you and I were out of options.
当你我都没有办法，所有的东西都没有办法了。
Grace came just in time.
恩典临到我们。
One author summarized what these verses mean this way.
有一个作者这样说。
He says, ponder the achievement of God.
想到这神的这他所的作为。
He doesn't condone our sin.
他对我们的罪他绝对不赞成。
Nor does he compromise his standard.
但是他绝不能够牺牲他的标准。
He doesn't ignore our rebellion.
他并不是把我们说哦你这些反叛就算了吧。
Nor does he relax his demands.
他也不对他说他对我们的要求有降低了。
Rather than dismiss our sin.
他不随便的把我们这个罪恶就算了。
He assumes our sin.
他把我们罪恶担当起来。
And incredibly, he sentences himself.
然后他把他自己定了罪。
So God's holiness is honored.
所以他自己的所有的那个圣洁完全被符合了。
Our sin is punished and we are redeemed.
而且我们的罪被定罪了，我们就被救回来了。
God does what we cannot do.
神做了我们做不到的事情。
So we can be what we dare not dream.
所以我们就到一个地步，是我们从来没有梦想过能够到的那个地位。
Perfect before God.
在神的面前，完全在神面前。
Because of what Jesus did by His grace.
因为耶稣基督他的恩为我们所做的事情。
We stand as perfect people before God.
我们到神面前变成完全了。
I know when you got ready for church today.
我知道你今天在准备好要来上教会。
And you looked in the mirror.
你看在这镜子里面。
You probably didn't say to yourself, "Now there's perfection."
哦，你不在镜子说，哦，这真是一个完美的一个人呐。
But to the only one who really matters.
但是，对一个人最重要的。
To the one who holds your eternity in mind.
是那个人是为你永远永生在他手上的那个人。
We stand perfect in Jesus Christ before God.
那个人就是耶稣基督，我们在耶稣基督面前我们是完美的。
And that is a gift.
这个是一种恩典，白白的一个礼物。
And it's all according to grace.
这完全是神给我们白白的恩典。
It is the inherent nature of the gospel.
这是我们的福音所一直遗传下来的。
For Jesus Christ to initiate love toward us.
因为耶稣基督开始了他的爱在我们中间。
While we were dead in our sin.
在我们在死在过犯中间的时候。
And now we stand perfect.
现在我们在神的面前变成完美了。
Anybody say amen to that?
你们大家说 amen?
Praise God.
Amen, praise God, 赞美神。
If we could capture a new sense of the power of the gospel of Christ.
假如我们能够说把这个神的这种所有的这种福音的大能能够抓住的话
Then Blessings Christian Fellowship
然后我们这个恩福教会
And First Baptist Church of Elk Grove
然后我们这个浸信会这个 Elk Grove 的第一浸信会
Would become a mighty force for the kingdom of God in this community and around the world
就会在这个社区在这个整个世界变成一个极大的力量
You ask the questionWhy did Jesus do this?
你就问第二个问题说，为什么耶稣基督要这样做这个事情
？It's answered in verse 7, so that in the coming ages,
在第七节是跟我们讲，在我们将来要来的这个事情
，He might show,
在这个耶稣基督向我们所示的显明给后要来的世代看
，That He might demonstrate,
他可以能够把这个彰显出来
，The immeasurable riches of His grace,
要给他把他丰丰盛盛的恩典给他彰显出来
，Toward us.
对我们这个恩典
I have a fear inside my heart as a pastor
我常常在我心里面有一个恐惧我为牧师的这个地位
I'm guessing that Pastor Fan might have the same fear
我相信范牧师也有这种的恐惧
that people will grow numb
这些一般的会众慢慢麻木了
that the message of the grace of God in Christ might become too common for us
这个所有的得救的救恩变成一个太普通了。
One of my favorite authors, a man named Tim Keller.
Tim Keller 是他最喜欢的一个作者。
He said this about the gospel.
他有一次讲到这个福音。
He said, one of the signs that you may not grasp the unique,
这个有一个指标就是你没有抓到这个唯一的
and radical nature of the gospel,
是一个很极端的这种福音
is that you are certain that you do,
是你大概还不晓得你现在真正
if you think you have the gospel and the grace of God completely figured out,
假如说你觉得你被对这个福音和这个神的这爱你完全都抓到他的真意的话
then I think maybe we're missing a piece of it.
那也许我们大概就失掉他真正的一部分了
That's how radical this message is.
这就是说整个这个是非常非常一个 radical, 非常这个叛乱的一个东西
So what has God done? Question number one.
所以在这个第一个问题神怎么他做了些什么
He has rescued us by his grace.
他是把我们从救恩里面救出来
and his grace came just in time
然后他的救恩是刚刚好到那个时间就来
了 to question number two then this morning
在这个第二个问题
why did God do this
神为什么要做这个
was there something inherently good in us that he was willing to go to these lengths to save us
是不是因为我们从遗传下来有些很好的东西他看看舍不得丢掉
let's find out in verse 8
让我们看到在第八节
He says, for by grace you have been saved through faith.
他说你们得救是本乎恩。
And this is not your own doing.
这不并不是出于你的自己。
It is the gift of God.
乃是神所赐的。
Not a result of works.
不是你们出于你们自己的行为或者积功德。
That no one may boast.
免得这样子说免得有人会自夸。
To be saved is the longing of every human heart.
所以我们想得到神的救恩是每一个世人所心中渴望的。
The other night, my son hit his head on the corner of a table.
你知道我的儿子这一下子碰到那个桌子的脚上。
My four-year-old son Michael.
我的四岁的儿子 Michael.
And I was standing at the foot of his bed at the time, trying to get pajamas on him.
那我就坐在他的床边，要把他的睡衣穿上。
And he didn't want to go to bed.
他不高兴睡觉。
So he jerked back.
他就不应该穿睡衣，他就这个。
And he hit his head on the back of a table.
这个头一下就扎在那个。
And he started to scream.
然后他就咯哒就尖叫。
And he reached back and he grabbed the back of his head.
然后他就碰到他的这个。
And his hand was full of blood.
然后他头上整个的血都出来了。
And then he really began to scream.
然后一看到血更叫的厉害。
And he looked at me.
然后他就看到我。
With that gaze that said, "Daddy, save me."
然后他就看到说，爸爸，赶快救救我。
He looked at me as if to say, "I don't know what to do, but something's definitely wrong here."
他看到我说，哎，我看到血了，我不想这么做，爸爸，我就是不对劲了。
So Daddy did.
他爸爸做了。
We picked him up.
我们把他抱起来。
We went into the bathroom.
我们就到这个洗手间去了。
Thankfully, he didn't need to go to the hospital.
感谢神还不必要。严重到送到医院去。
But we salved his wounds.
我们就把他这个腮孔就在这处理了。
See, to be saved is inside of all of us.
所以我们要得到这个救恩，是我们每一个人心中所渴求的。
How many of you remember the cartoon Mighty Mouse? That might not work here, but let's try. Mighty Mouse. There's one brother back there.
那个。
It's a cartoon about a little mouse.
伟大的米老鼠，你们都看过那个卡通没有
？Who was really strong?
那个伟大的米老鼠是非常的这个强壮。
And when somebody was in peril,
当一个人一下子。这个要面临死亡的时候
，The song would say, "Here he comes to save the day."
这个就唱。
Let's see Ronald do that.
Come on, Ronald.
他来要救这个死人。Mighty Mouse was there to save the day.
所以这个大能的米老鼠来救你了。
And Ronald's here to save the day for me.
所以今天是这个 Ronald 来的，要救这个牧师了。
When you are without hope,
当你没有希望的时候
，Jesus came to give you hope.
耶稣基督来给你。
By His grace,
由于他的恩典带来。
We have been saved. It says by grace through faith.
是我们的得救是本乎恩。
Faith is how we respond to the outpouring of God's goodness to us.
这个信心是我们对神对我们浇灌的救恩的一种反应。
You live by faith every day of your life.
其实你每天都是在活在你这种、啊、
When you drive down the road, you live by faith that that person is not going to swerve into your lane and hit you.
这个当你这个开车子的时候，你的信心是说，这个前面那个左边的车子他不会一下子穿过来。
When you go to a restaurant, you're by faith hoping that your food is not going to be poisoned.
然后你到这个饭馆去吃饭的时候，你有这个信心，像那个厨子没有在里面下了毒药。
In fact, I've heard that you have lunch together every Sunday. Is that correct?
我听说你们这里每天这个礼拜天都吃中饭在一起，对不对？
Is that correct?
对不对？
Yeah. Next Sunday, I'm going to invite my church to come. Is that okay?
他说下个礼拜他把他所有的 church 都要带来了。
So please have food for 3,000 if you don't mind.
Yeah. 假如你能够准备3,000个人的那个饭的话。
We live by faith every day.
所以我们每天不管我们的行我们的走都是吃都是靠着我们相信我们的信心而活。
And so what we respond to is we say, Jesus, we believe you have saved us.
所以我们对神说耶稣基督你真的拯救了我们。
And we believe it is not because of something that we have done.
我们知道这些我们的信心不是是这些所做的是我们所积的功德。
It is not the result of works.
不是我们所能够自己做的。
It is by grace.
是完全是神的恩典。
But God has given us His grace and His Son.
神给我们的恩典就是他的儿子。
He also says that it is not your own doing.
他说这不是你自己积的功德。
So that you can't boast about how good you are.
所以免得你能够自夸你做多少的功德。
You can't say, hey God, when you saved me, you got a great deal.
你不能跟说哎你救了我你实在是一个好的买卖。
How lucky you are to have saved me and make me part of your family.
你真是那个运气啊你把我这个人那个救起来了。
No boasting.
没有自夸。
It is completely the work of God.
这完全是神的工作。
It is completely His grace.
是完全是神的恩典。
Let me ask you another question this morning.
让我问你另外一个问题。
If you had nothing to do with obtaining your salvation,
假如说你对着你的救恩是你的给了你没有做任何事情。
Then can you do anything to lose it?
那么你能不能够就什么事情都不做这个救恩就失去了呢？
This is kind of a controversial issue in the church.
这个实在是一个在教会里面这个非常非常值得辩论的问题。
But according to this verse,
从这一节圣经告诉我们，
Paul is saying, I had nothing to do with my own salvation.
保罗说，我对我的救恩，我们一点点都没有做任何事情。
And if I had nothing to do with getting it,
那假如说我们没有做任何事情而白白得来的话，
I believe and I teach our church,
我相信我跟我的教会在教导他们，
that I can do nothing to lose it.
我也没有办法做任何事情把我这个救恩就拿掉。
There are people who walk around in the church,
这个在这个教会里有些人走来走去
that are afraid of God's condemnation.
有这个神的这个咒诅。
They're afraid of slipping up.
这些人说万一我哪一天滑了脚。
And if I do the wrong thing,
假如说我做错了事情
then God will take my salvation.
那神就把我们的救恩就拿掉了。
I counsel people in my office who have this struggle.
我在我的办公室，牧师办公室跟很多很多人在跟他两个在辅导他。
And it is such a blessing to teach them Ephesians 2:8 through 10.
所以这是神的恩典，告诉我们说，在以弗所第二章第八章第八节到第十节。
That there is no condemnation for those in Christ Jesus.
这个在耶稣基督里面没有一切的咒诅定罪。
That we are saved by His grace.
我们是神的救恩而被得救的。
It's like God's goodness in a giant pitcher.
因为神的这个美善是在一个大的一个水的这个大的 pitcher 就是水的大杯子。
And every single day,
每天。
Every second of every day you live,
每秒钟在你活的时候
God is pouring His goodness into your life.
神就把那个水倒在那个是大的那个盛水的大杯子。
Because He loves you.
因为他爱你。
With a love you will never, ever, ever outlive.
然后这个爱是你没有办法 永远永远没有办法超过的。
Max Lucado in his book In the Grip of Grace，
这个 Max Lucado 在他的书上在说怎么样子抓住他的恩典。
He asked 6 questions。
他问了6个问题。
That how you answer these questions
啊，你怎么样子回答这些问题
？Determines what you understand about the grace of God。
来决定你知道你了解这个神的救恩是什么。
Here's the first question。
第一个问题是。
Are you quick to tell others about yourself?
啊，你是很快的去跟人家谈到你自己呢
？And your own accomplishments?
谈到你自己的成就
？Or do you prefer to boast?
或者你宁可愿意自己夸口你自己怎么了不起
？About what your Savior has accomplished for you?
而夸你的。救主耶稣基督在你做成的这些救恩。
Do you live in fear of never doing enough?
你是不是在永远生活在恐惧中说我永远没有做够。
Or do you live in gratitude knowing enough has already been done?
所以或者说你知道说我们永远是靠着主的恩典我们实在是感谢神所有这些救恩已经成就在我们身上。
This is my favorite question.
下面一个是我最喜欢的问题。
Do you have a small circle?
你有没有一个在你生活中的小圈子
？Accepting only the few who are like you，
而仅仅接受那些跟你同样性情、同样嗜好的这些人
？Or do you have a large circle？
还是你还有个大的一个圈子
？Giving grace to all who love the Savior you love，
而且是这些大的圈子，你接受所有人是爱神。爱这个神是你爱的神。
Even if they're different from you，
你即使他们跟你有很多很多不同。
Even if they don't dress like you dress，
即使他们跟你穿的衣服是不同。
Even if they listen to different kinds of music than you listen to，
他们听的音乐跟你都不同的。
Do you worship to impress God？
你来敬拜神是要去使神觉得你很了不起吗
？Or do you worship to thank God for what He's done？
你来敬拜神是说是来谢谢神给你所做的。
Do you do good things in order to be saved？
啊，你常常做的好事情就是希望说你保持你这个救恩吗
？Or do you do good things because you're saved？
啊，或者是说你做这个好事情是因为你已经得到神的拯救
？Because the one who understands grace
是那个人真正能够了解这个恩典
，knows how to answer these questions，
就一定知道这个。问题的答案
We boast in Him. We take pride in God.
我们对神，我们觉得我们很骄傲，我们有因为怎么
？Not in ourselves.
不是因为我们骄傲，是说我们自己觉得了不起。
In your notes，
在你的这个小的这个
，We learn that grace is a gift that cannot be earned.
我们知道这个恩典是一个白白给你的，你不能够自己去。
So the question number 3, then we're done.
所以再让我们做这个回来第三个问题我们就结束。
So what happens now?
那我们现在要发生什么事情
？Do we accept the gift of the grace of God?
我们是接受神的恩典吗
？And we're grateful for it.
我们觉得说我们有很用这个非常非常感激心去。
And we enjoy sweet fellowship as the people of God.
我们在教会里面跟弟兄姐妹这些美好的交通我们都是觉得很快乐
and just sit
或者我们就紧紧地坐在这里
does grace have a mission at this church
这个恩典是让我们整个在这教会里面是说我们有没有我们的一个这个有一个责任
because in verse 10 Paul gives us the mission of grace
在这个第十节保罗给我们一个这个 mission 给我们一个告诉我们要怎么做
He's giving us a vision that grace gets to work
他们这里上面给我们说他这里有一个这个在神的一个这个启示告诉我们要做什么事情
Not only does grace work to save us from our sin
这个恩典不单单是使我们从我们的罪被救
But grace goes to work
但是这恩典是叫我们
Look at verse 10.
去往下面做在第十节告诉我们
For we are his workmanship
我们原是他的工作
created in Christ Jesus,
是在耶稣基督里造成的
for good works,
是要为要叫我们能够行善
which God prepared beforehand,
这就是神所预备的
that we should walk in them,
叫我们照着这个路去做
Yes, grace flows into our lives in limitless proportion.
所以这个神的恩典是到我们的生命中间，然后这个是超过我们所能够的。
But here's what Paul is saying: it's also designed to flow out of you.
这里保罗告诉我们说，不单单是我们接受了这些恩典，也要从我们身上流出。
So God is giving you a little picture yourself to carry around in your world.
所以神也给你，神给我们大的一个凉水杯，现在神给我们每一个人一个小杯子。
And He wants you to empty grace into other people's lives.
让我们的小杯子里面水，让我们在小杯子把我们的水流。
He wants you to give grace to your spouse.
他说，我们应该把我们这些恩典也给我们的配偶。
He wants you to give grace to your boss.
你把你的恩典给你的那个老板。
Maybe your boss is driving you crazy right now.
虽然你老板是常常把你搞得你要发疯。
Maybe you feel like he doesn't deserve that position.
常常说这个老板叫我去把那个让位。
And maybe we're not respecting him as we should or her.
实在是我们常常对我们的老板，不管是男的女的，我们常常说我们实在对他觉得是嗯。
But just like Jesus gave you grace at your moment of need.
因为神在我们需要他的时候给了我们的恩典。
He wants you to give grace to others as well.
所以他也要把，让叫你把这恩典带出。你看这个。
He says we are His workmanship.
他说我们原是他的工作。
The word workmanship in the original language.
这个我们原上的工作的 workmanship 在原文上面说
is the Greek word poema.
在这个希腊话叫做 poema.
Have him say poema.Say poema.
Say poema.
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 Poema. Good.
Poema.
What English word do we get from the word, the Greek word poema?
在这个英文中间的这个对 poema 在希腊文的 poema 是什么
Any guesses? A poem.
Poem.
A poem is a work of art.
这个 poem 是个诗是这个整个是唯一的作品
Paul is saying that you are God's work of art.
保罗说你是神的在这个唯一的作品是一首诗
that you are a masterpiece of the grace of God
你是他的杰作是神的杰作是神的绝对的诗歌
that's blank number one grace has made a masterpiece
grace has 这个恩典做成
a masterpiece
造成一个杰作神的杰作
If you were to be the owner of a precious work of art,
假如说你是一个在一个大的一个艺术品一张油画的那个物主
，Yeah, like a Picasso or a Michelangelo.
假如说 Michelangelo 或者 Picasso 他的那画的画，你拥有他们这些画家的画
，Would you put that work of art in your closet?
你会把这些画就放到你的那个衣橱里面吗
？Or would you put it up on?The biggest, most visible wall in your home.
或者放在你家里面最显目的一个大的墙上。
Why would you do that?
你为什么要放在那些墙上
？Because you want all your friends and family to see that you possess this work of art.
你为什么要放在最显目的墙上？你要让你的朋友、让你的家里人说看见我有这么一幅这个有名的画。
Here's what Paul is teaching in this verse.
所以保罗给我们给你在这。
That the God of grace that we worship this morning.
这个神的恩典，我们来在这敬拜他的话。
He has this beautiful gallery.
他有这么一个大的这个所有的艺术的品的展览。
And he displays his work in you.
他把他在你身上的工作向世人展开。
In that gallery.
在这个所有的陈设室里面。
Now you wouldn't say if you saw a precious piece of art.
哦，你不是说你看见一个很大的艺术作品，很漂亮的。
You wouldn't say who owns that.
你不会说哎，谁是，谁拥有这幅画
？You would say what?
你会说什么
？Who painted that?
哦，谁画的这幅画
？Who created that sculpture?
呀，谁这个把这个雕的塑像是谁雕塑的
？Who is the one who wrote that poem?
是谁做的这首诗
And so it is with you and I.
所以在你跟我。
That as the grace of God flows out of our lives into others.
当这个我们把这些恩典从我们身上流露出去的时候。
People are going to ask.
然后这个人就会问说。
Who is the author of such grace?
这个神的恩典是谁那里。
Why would you love me this way?
为什么你会爱我？
And you get to tell them about Jesus Christ.
所以你有很多人说，哎，你们基督徒为什么做？你就会这个时候就把。
The grace of God in your life is a divine masterpiece.
所以这个神的恩典是一个神圣的，在你中间神圣的一个艺术品。
And as you go to work,
当你去工作的时候。
And you go to school,
当你到上学的时候。
And you're in your home,
当你在家里的时候。
You're on display.
所以你就是把这个艺术品就。这个陈列出来了。
Which leads me to my second point under what happens now.
所以在这个就带到这个第三个问题第二点。
That grace is meant to be given away.
所以这个恩典是为了要把这个通通给出去的。
God has given it to you.
神把这个恩典给我们。
He wants you to give it to others.
他也叫我们要把这个恩典给出去。
I want you right now to identify a person.
我要你现在去在你心里去指定一个人。
In your life right now.
在你的生命中间的一个人。
That needs to become your grace project.
在这个时候，你把这个恩典要完成这个你的救恩的工作。
Someone who irritates you.
那个人常常使你这个发毛。
Not that that would happen with anyone in this room.
这不是在这个发毛人不是在你这个发。
Because no one ever irritates anyone here at this church, right, Pastor Ben?
在我们这个教会里，范牧师没有一个人使任何人发毛，对吧？
Find someone you can give grace to.
所以你去找到说，要找一个人说，你应该把这个恩典也去。
In the land where Jesus walked, there are two main bodies of water.
Excuse me, in the land.
In the land, in Israel, there are two lakes.
In, 在这个以色列有两个大湖。
One is called the Dead Sea.
一个叫做死海。
And the other is called the Sea of Galilee.
一个叫做这个加利利海。
Both are fed by the Jordan River.
从这个加利利海死海都是从这个约旦河这样流。
Now you answer me this: Which of those two bodies of water?
你回答我，这个两个湖。
Does nothing live? Which of those two lakes is everything dead in?
哪两个这中间的两个湖，哪一个湖是已经是死掉了？
This is a pretty easy question, right?
这是很简单的一个问题，对不对？
Which one?
哪一个湖死掉
了？ The Dead Sea.
那个死海是死掉
了。It is 35% salt.
它是中间有35%通通是盐。
And nothing lives in the Dead Sea.
而且在这个死海里没有一样东西可以活着。
The Sea of Galilee, on the other hand.
但是这个是加利利海。
Is a sea that everything thrives, fish and animals.
这个加利利海里面是一片这个生态，里面有鱼有虾有所有的东西。
So why does everything live in the Sea of Galilee?
为什么在这个加利利海里面，所有的这些活的鱼虾都在里面
？And everything's dead in the Dead Sea.
在这个死海，什么东西都没有了。
Because the Sea of Galilee has an outlet.
因为加利利海它有一个出口。
The water comes in from the Jordan.
从这个约旦那边这个水可以流到加利利海。
And the water goes out.
然后从加利利海它下面就流出去了。
It receives.
它接受
，and it gives，
然后又流出去。
The Dead Sea is the opposite。
这个死海是相反的。
The Dead Sea receives。
这个死海是接受
，and it gives nothing，
流不出去，不给任何东西给出去。
And if we just receive the grace of God in Christ，
假如说我们是光光的接受神的恩典
，and we do not embrace the call of verse 10。
我们不能够把这个第十节告诉我们说，叫我们要去做三工，这个神的恩召给出去。
To give this grace away，
把我们这个恩典给出去。
We begin to die inside。
那我们就会在里面就会怎么样死掉了，对吧
Max Lucado, another quote I picked up from him about what happens when we don't give grace to others.
在 Max Lucado 另外他一个很大一个一个名句。
Something tragic happens in the church.
他说在这个教会里面有一个很悲惨的事情。
And this is something that Pastor Pham and I live with every single day.
这个是 Pastor Pham 和 Pastor Jason 每天都在这个生活中间碰到的。
And I'll just read this to you.
现在我念给你听。
It was very convicting for me to read.
这个实在是使我里面心里深深的觉得惭愧。
And I shared this with our entire church.
那我现在跟你们整个教会里面来分享。
It says, when those who are called to be fishers of men,
当那些人都被召为做叫做要得人如鱼的时候，
when they don't fish, they fight.
他们得人如鱼的时候，他们不去得人，不去去打鱼，他们自己彼此互相争斗。
When energy intended for use in reaching people,
他这个所有你的所有的这些给你的一切的能力，要你去到外面去向外去拓展。
When it's kept inside, the result is explosive.
结果你把它放在里面的话，所有的能量就变成有爆炸的可能。
Instead of casting nets,
所以你没有把你的网撒出去。
They cast stones.
他们把石头扔出去。
Instead of extending helping hands,
他们没有把这个帮助人的手伸出去。
We point accusing fingers.
我们结果把我们的指头就指到人家的不是。
Instead of being fishers of the lost,
我们要把这些失丧的人，我们要把他拯救回来，要把人打回来。
We become the critics of the saved.
而且我们现在把我们已经得救的人，我们指这个人、这个人、这个人已经得救的人戳住。
Rather than helping the hurting,
我们没有去帮助那些受伤的。
We hurt the helpers.
我们去伤害那些要帮助受伤的人。
All of which result,
所有这些的结果
in split churches,
就把教会分裂了。
Ineffective testimonies,
就我们教会的没有见证。
And broken hearts.
然后我们把我们的心通通。
And sadly,
很可惜的。
The spiritually poor go unfed.
这些所有在这里在灵性上这个很饥渴的人，他们没有得到喂饱。
The biblically confused go uncounseled.
而且在这个圣经上的这些所有的疑惑没有得到这个他们的这个辅导。
And the eternally lost go unreached.
而且所有的这些永远世上的人就这样流失了。
And that happens when grace becomes common.
所以那个就是说，我们把这些恩典都觉得说视为普通平凡的事情。
And we stop giving it away.
我们就不愿意，我们就停止把这个我们觉得这么宝贵的事情再流出去。
The final blank on your notes there is that grace rolls up its sleeves and gets to work.
Grace rolls up to its sleeve. 它把它的这个袖子卷起来。
And goes to work.
然后怎么样去工作。
How is grace working here at Blessings Christian Fellowship?
在你们的恩福教会，我们这些恩典在我们这里到底这个所有救恩做些什么事。
How are you cultivating a passion for the gospel?
我们对于神的这种所有的热心怎么样去培养。
And who is your grace project today?
谁是我们今天这些救恩的我们要做的下一个这个计划。
Because the great hymn says amazing grace.
这个大的一个很伟大一个很漂亮一首诗歌就是奇异恩典。
How sweet the sound.
奇异恩典怎么样
？That saved a wretch like me.
你们会不会贝贝的奇异恩典怎么样？
何等甘甜！
何等甘甜！他救了一个罪人像我。
For I was once lost.
在我前失丧。
Am now found.
现在已经被寻回。
Was blind, but now I see.
我前瞎眼，现在看见。
May you be a trophy of the grace of God on display.
所以我们愿意，我们每一个人都是在神面前是一个大的一个大的一个奖牌，在神的恩典里。
And may the church wake up from its slumber.
让我们在我们的教会里面要在这里沉睡中间醒过来
and tell the world about God's grace
告诉我们所接触的世界神是怎么样子大能的恩典在我们中间
Let's pray together
让我们一起祷告
Our Father in heaven
我们在天上的父
We love you
我爱你
We exist for you
我们为你而存在
Thank you for the grace of Jesus Christ.
谢谢啊，耶稣基督的恩典。
Thank you for saving us from our sin.
谢谢主你啊，救了我们。
And may we now become trophies of your grace.
让我们愿意在你这个变成你的恩典中间的一个大的奖牌。
Pouring into other people.
然后我们愿意把这个水完全浇灌出去。
As you have poured grace into us.
正如你怎么样子把这恩典浇灌到我们身上。
May you anoint the ministry of Blessings Christian Fellowship.
愿意你恩膏在这个恩福教会所有的工作。
And the leadership of Pastor Pham.
所有的这个在这个范牧师的在这里带领。
And be glorified through this fellowship.
然后让你在这个整个这个恩福教会中间，你得荣耀。
May it become an environment of grace.
然后让我们整个这个恩福教会变成一个神恩典的这个好的环境。
In your name we pray.
我们是奉主名求。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you very much.
谢谢。